Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Today at 12 o'clock, we have a brand new series that I'm rolling out. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today. And for this broadcast and the one broadcast that's directly after that, I wanted to bring on entrepreneurs because one of my gifts, one of the things that I do is I help conscious entrepreneurs to be seen and to be heard. And I felt like, especially right now with so much change going on the planet, with so many things happening, I know one of the things that really helps people heal is listening to stories. When people hear and they can identify themselves in a story that is told, and a lot of times the stories that are told, they're stories of hardship, there are stories of trauma, there are stories of failure, there are stories of deep, deep challenges that we face. And so for the summer, I'm rolling out this series of sharing with you entrepreneurs, storytellers, healers, coaches that are coming on, that are sharing their incredible stories with you so that you may feel like you're not alone, because that's really what I want you to know, is that you're not alone. And that whatever challenges you may be facing right now with whatever it is that you're going through, someone out there has already gone through that experience and might have some light to shed onto your path. And, you know, now more than ever, we need stories, because stories is what brings people together. It's what builds communities. It's what brings people together. It's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be telling your children and your grandchildren stories of how you've overcome deep, deep experiences that are shaping you into who you are. So these stories are stories that bring people together, right? Where we're connecting with each other's hearts. And it's our desire to inspire you, the listener, that all life experiences, that all the struggles that you're facing, the pains of your past, everything, many times there are huge triumphs, huge victories. And that is the story that we want to tell to help people feel uplifted. So no matter what it is that you're facing now, no matter what it is, these stories will, it's my desire, deep desire, that these stories will help you. So a little bit, I think I'll start with my story. It was about 27 years ago. It was about 27 years ago where I was at the end of my rope. I was at the end of my rope and I wanted to commit suicide and take my own life. And that was after many, many times of trying before then to do that. But it was 27 years ago that I truly, truly surrendered myself, that I surrendered my life to heal what I was facing, or else I was going to do it. And that was one afternoon where I was in my living room on the floor, and I had a knife on the floor with me, and I felt so full of pain. I felt so full of the trauma of the past that I didn't feel like I could go on anymore, that I didn't feel like I could stay here on this planet and continue and carry on, because I felt so much pain inside of my body. I felt so much pain, and I just could not understand what was going on with me. And so throughout that time, I had been looking for the truth in different places. I'd been looking for God. I'd been looking for answers. And I was always looking outside of myself. I was looking for, what is the purpose of all of this? When that afternoon, I was on my hands and knees, and I was pleading, and I was crying out to God, Source, the universe, to let me feel you, because I don't think that I can carry on, and I don't think that I can go on with my life if I can't know that you are real and that you really truly exist. And I have to be able to feel this. And that was 27 years ago. And it was really incredible during that afternoon, because I was so exhausted. I was so exhausted from, can you imagine? I know that you can resonate with having, you know, been so tired of something, so exhausted and so tired. I was so tired of the fight. I was so tired of all of it that I ended up surrendering and completely letting go, completely surrendering my life. And I had told God, I had told Source that afternoon, that if you let me feel that you are real, that you exist, then I can stay here, then I can do this, then I can have my faith, then I can be at one with you, then I can know that you exist. And that was the afternoon where I felt the Holy Spirit come into my body, come into my experience, and where I was touched by God, where I was touched by Source, where I was touched by the Holy Spirit. It's very hard to describe what the Holy Spirit feels like. After that, I ended up going to sleep for 2 days. For 2 days, I was in a deep, deep, deep sleep. And when I woke up from that deep sleep, I was still the same person. However, deep within my being at that time, I knew then that God was within, that Source was within. And I knew deep within that knowing, I had that knowing that I was not separate from my Creator, that we were at one. And it was that afternoon when I healed the shadow of suicide that had plagued me my entire life up until that point. And when I realized that now I can carry on, because now within my being, I know that I felt it. I felt the connection. I felt you. I felt God. So my purpose in sharing this story with you is, there's so many people right now, the suicide rate right now is at an all-time high. And what I have learned through this experience is that when people want to commit suicide, they don't necessarily want to die and hurt themselves. What they want to do, they don't necessarily want to kill themselves, but what they really want to do is they want to kill the pain. They want to kill the pain. And the only way to kill the pain is to feel it. That really is it. And so for all those people out there that are having those thoughts, that are thinking about wanting to commit suicide, that are feeling like there's no way out, that are feeling alone, that are feeling like there's no purpose to this, I invite you to come off that ledge and make a phone call and either talk to me or talk to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is at 1-800-273-TALK. And you can also text me at 360-941-5783, and I will call you back. Because you came here to live your greatest life. You came here to overcome your trauma. You came here to live your best life, to remember the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are is an amazing, beautiful child of God, a being that has so much to share, that has so much to give. That's what you came here to overcome. So before you think about this, that's what I invite you to do, that there is another way out. There is another way out. And sometimes having a person to talk to, sometimes when you listen to a story and you can identify yourself in the story where you can say, ah, that's me. This is exactly how I felt, or this is how I feel. And this person is talking about it, and this person has overcome it. Because I can tell you right now, it's been over 27 years ago, and I have never felt to want to take my life again. So we can heal from the suicide wound, from the shadow of suicide. And I want to tell you that our humanity is absolutely resilient. What you're going to hear today with the other, my guests that I'm bringing on for the rest of this podcast, and then the show that starts after this one at 1 o'clock, we're going to have more stories of loss, of divorce, of people have overcome tremendous, tremendous trauma. And here they are today sharing their story with you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my new guest, and her name is Constance Funk, and we'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and you're listening to Stories That Heal. I would like to introduce you to our first guest. Her name is Constance Funk. What an interesting name. Welcome to the show, Constance.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. I want to let the audience know a little bit about what it is that you do. You are a storyteller, a mixed media artist, a guided growth educator, and a Psych-K facilitator. And I'm excited to hear about what your core message that you're going to tell us today, the story that you're going to tell us today about whatever you want us to hear.
Well, I believe that all of us, particularly in adulthood, we can reflect on the defining moments of our lives, the circumstances that really created shift in our consciousness and our awareness. And for me, my husband and son conspired to purchase a mare, a horse, a golden palomino colored horse for me in midlife. And that was nearly 20 years ago. And it was a surprise, and she has completely changed the trajectory of my life. Everything that I loved and was passionate about remains the same, but she has been the greatest single teacher I have ever known as a sentient being. She is the most intelligent, sensitive animal. And because when she came into my life, I had always loved animals and had a bond with animals and an ability. And she really rejected me. She really called me out, if you will, and sort of became my midlife coach slash guru. And she was able, through her sensitivity, to say, yes, you're a very nice lady. I can feel that. I can sense that. However, your heart coherence and your mind, body, spirit, emotions are all over the map. And you have resentments and you have anger and you have undealt with trauma. And I'm here to help you become more aware and to raise the level of your consciousness. And as a result, literally, she took me on what I thought was scared me to death, but then I realized that she scared me back to life, that my middle class life had become a very small box of what I was comfortable with, what I could succeed with easily. So I didn't have to expand my comfort zone. And trust me, this mare expanded my comfort zone and exploded the perception of possibilities for me. I started down a path of natural horsemanship, a more holistic form of connecting with horses. And my trainer at the time said, work on yourself, play with your horse. So I stopped trying because every time I got on her back, she said no or hell no. She bolted, she bucked, she reared. And it just brought up so much of my emotional incongruence. And I didn't know what to do. And I needed help with a capital H. And so I started seeking help from wise horsemen and women and started listening to what she was saying to me to help me access my heart. And so by learning then at midlife to play with your horse, I literally created a playground, took off all the tack, no reins, no ropes, nothing, and played like I was seven again. And she said, this being who you are, little Constance, I like this little being. This is who you are in your heart, in your innocence. And now we can create a relationship. So we really bonded on the ground, creating obstacle courses, having fun, literally running around my son's old big swing set and jumping over things and just running free and having fun the way I did when I was seven and pretended I was a horse. So as a result of those years of traveling, I started to meet people. And, you know, every time there's a phenomenon of shifting into a level of higher consciousness, you meet people all over the world who are living a parallel journey and path and sharing and exponentially building that. So none of this is my idea on my own, but I was having experiences that other people around the world were having with horses, because horses are archetypal beings that are represented in all cultures, all faith traditions, and their relationship with humans has been a bond over eons of time. And so having her as a teacher and having her as someone who could literally help me find the path to my higher self. And when I look into her eyes and communicate with her, I look into the eyes of God and what's reflected back into me, the God of my understanding, the mystery of my understanding, I look and see my holy self and my seven-year-old innocent self. So it led me down a path of learning about equine facilitated growth, learning, education, and that's a hugely expanding field. The field of equine hippotherapy, which literally means, horseback riding for people with physical disabilities, etc. That's been a long accepted modality in the medical community. But emotional, mental, spiritual challenges, because we are all mind, body, spirit, emotions, you can't separate, as we well know. The horses are able now to come alongside people, and it's just a fantastic opportunity for growth and self-awareness. So I in order to connect with this amazing horse, I've just, again, she changed the trajectory of my life. So everything I love, children, animals, the environment, etc., became into sharper focus. And I discovered in my play with your horse, work on yourself, I discovered the energy psychology of psyche. And that is one of the many forms that science is now catching up with to help people access the subconscious mind and some of the self-limiting beliefs that we've all been influenced by, and fail to understand why we may self-sabotage, because so much of our behaviors are driven by programs that either never served us or no longer serve us. So Psyche is a fun, simple, exciting way to access the subconscious mind to help an individual choose life-affirming beliefs, not what you don't want, what you want to get rid of, but what do you want? And why do you want that? And is that worth wanting and going down that road? So facilitating that is fantastic. And then adding the element of horses helps people, what I call helping people get into a state of healthy vulnerability where they can become open and honest. And the horses help facilitate that. And then miracles happen. And I feel like with the skills that I've learned, the tools that I have, I help set it up and God and the animals do the magic and the mystery. And so it's really a very exciting time. And now more than ever, finding the path to love. I wrote two books about my journeys with the horses and how they have miraculously created a level of synchronicities and expanded intuition and all of those things that are so amazing. And then my third book, which came out recently, is was actually intended to be a chapter in the next book, but it sort of found its way to publication. And it's really about reframing thoughts, because it really, you know, life is really about our perceptions, our beliefs, and our patterns of thought. And our real security, you know, is not in the material things. It's about the quality of our thoughts and the quality of how our heart-mind coherence is in a place where peace really can begin with me. Not that I'm the anchor for the peace of the world, and it sounds so contrived or simplified or whatever, but it really is the hymn, "Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me."
Constance, this is a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous story. Please tell us where we can learn more about your work and where to get the books.
Okay, well, the first two books are, they're on my website, and my web designer, who is a brilliant horsewoman in Texas, told me recently that my website is extinct. And I thought that didn't sound very, very well, but it's old enough that it needs to be updated. So my new book is not even on there, but I would love to gift this to anyone who is interested. So you can either come out to my farm and I will gift it to you. You know, as soon as phase two in Washington State opens, I will comply with guidelines and give people gloves to come through my shop and bring your own mask. And I can make appointments. ConstanceFunk@gmail.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me, and you can make an appointment and come by. If you're not in the area, I'd be happy to send it to you. It's called Too Much Blessing for Stressing. And so it's a fun way to flip negative thoughts or life-limiting thoughts into life-affirming thoughts, because that really does change our physiology and it really does change our outlook on the world. And then I also would love to offer as a gift a complimentary introductory Psyche session. And I would recommend that anyone who is interested in this fun and exciting form of energy psychology look on psyche.com. psych-k.com. And I would also recommend looking online at Dr. Bruce Lipton, The Biology of Belief, and Rob Williams, The Psychology of Change. They are brilliant about helping people understand.
Here's what I recommend. I recommend people just contact you.
Yes.
To exchange emails so that you,
yes,
can send them your generous gifts. Thank you so much for coming on,
yes,
and sharing. I'm going to be coming to the farm. There's a lot,
yes,
of things I want to say about the horses, a lot of things that I want to say, share with you some great insights that I had while you were talking. However, I have other people,
wonderful,
that are now waiting to come on. But I,
wonderful,
just want to say thank you so much for coming on, Constance. I love the story of Scared Me Back to Life. And I want to thank you so much for coming on, sharing this story, for offering your generous gifts, for being who you are, and for connecting with your beautiful, beloved horse. Awesome that your husband and your son bought you that horse. What a brilliant thing that happened there. And I can help you with a website if you need help. So we should talk.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you, Constance. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon in person. Bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're rolling out the new series right now with Stories That Heal. Incredible stories that people are sharing about how they have connected with themselves, how they've transformed their lives, and how you can too, because stories is what brings people together. Stories heal. And so that was my purpose for bringing these people together, so that you can also have an amazing, miraculous experience in telling your story. So my next guest is Danielle Aiken. And Danielle, bless her heart, you guys, she is from Australia. And I just want to show you how amazing it is to have someone come on from Australia at this time because it's 6 o'clock in the morning there. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. And this goes to show you when we're dedicated, when we're committed to telling our stories, when we want to give and share with people what has helped us overcome, the challenges that we've had to face. So I have so much respect for you, Danielle. Thank you so much for coming on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. Thank you.
So let's tell the audience a little bit about you. You are a nurse and you are a midwife, yeah, and counselor and a clinical hypnotherapist. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. Yeah. So what is your core message that you have in the story that you want to share with everyone today?
My core message is about mind-body potential, really. I mean, that's my passion. And that's how I live my life in all of those areas. My life's mission, if you like, has always been about healing. Since I was a little girl, walking around the bonfire at maybe 4 or 5 years old, we used to have bonfires and Guy Fawkes in Australia, we don't anymore. But and even at that early stage, I was walking around in my little nurse's uniform wanting to help people, make sure people were safe. So from a very early age, I've sort of been on that path where I just felt this desire, I suppose, to want to help. So all throughout my nursing and midwifery, that carried on. And actually, now I work as a counsellor and clinical hypnotherapist, and I'm also an author. So I've written 2 books that have that same theme, that really want to get very important messages out on the same. Everything sort of melds with me. It all forms the bigger picture naturally, as it does with most of our lives. But it's always that same theme of wanting to help people and healing and self-healing as well, because naturally I've been on my own journey, and I have also had quite a significant self-healing journey as well. So that's the theme. But I'm very passionate about mind-body potential because I truly believe that we can achieve anything physically, that our mind responds immediately to every thought we have. So there's real potential there that we all have when we learn how to connect to that. And that's my passion. That's what I do. That's what I do in my work now. I help people connect to their potential.
So tell me a little bit, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, what was the part in your own life that brought you to your healing, right? What was the part?
Yes.
You had just mentioned that part. What was that part like for you? What was the story behind that?
It was challenging in many ways. At that point in my life, my whole life has naturally been a journey of learning. And I was at the point where I needed to learn something else, and through that experience I did. I was a very busy person. I'm a mother of, we have 4 children, and I was working and I was trying to help others. And so there was a lot of giving going on and not so much taking. I at that point, I suppose, I was finding it difficult to receive. So sometimes I think when we don't slow down ourselves, the universe comes along and gives us a little bit of a whack and says, if you're not listening, listen now. So, and that happened to me. And I contracted an autoimmune disease whereby my life came to a grinding halt. So I literally couldn't walk. I couldn't use, most of my joints in my body were affected. I couldn't write. There were so many things that I couldn't do. And my youngest child, I guess the turning point for me, my youngest child, who at the time, she must have been about 15, she came to me and cried because I tried to just soldier on. She came to me and cried and said she felt that she'd lost her mother, because literally, the things that we could do together had pretty much petered out and there wasn't a great deal I could do. So I had to look inward and go on a journey of healing myself. And that was pivotal. That moment was pivotal. I thought, okay, things have to change. And during that time, I really, because again, at that time I was working with Mind Body Potential, and this was a hard thing for me because I have clients and I help them and I truly believe in that potential that we can heal our bodies. And I thought, I'm not healing mine, what's going on, you know? So I had to really look at that and I had to just stop and take pause. And I thought, what's the message in this? What's it trying to teach me? And it really was to, I had to look at what I could do, not what I couldn't do. And there wasn't a lot, as I said, there wasn't a lot I could do. But the one thing that I could do was my mind. I thought, my mind is free. My mind is not affected by this. And so that was actually the time I wrote my first book. And this book had been in my mind for quite a long time, very important message that I wanted to share on healing, because I had worked in IVF for 20 years and it had a theme of that. And so I wrote the first part of it. That's when I really sat and did that because really I had nothing much else to do. So it gave me plenty of opportunity to do that. So I wrote my book and my body healed itself during that time. Spent a lot of time meditating and connecting to that mind-body potential. So
That's incredible. It sounds like when you were talking, when you were saying that, giving, and that you weren't really good at receiving. And so you were bringing yourself back into balance. And it sounded to me like you were an overgiver. I'm so grateful that your daughter had that connection and that she came to you and she said that she feels like she lost her mother and now she got her mother back and you got your body back and all of that. Let us let the audience know where they can find out more about your work and your book before we go to break.
Sure. I'm at www.danielleaitkinauthor.com.au. I also am on Facebook. I have a hypnotherapy and counselling page on Facebook, just Danielle Aitken Counselling, and on Instagram. So there's a few places I'm available out there.
That's great. You know, everyone, when you all see this video on Facebook or when you all listen to this podcast, share it with us on the social media, because the more that we share it out, helping each other heal, someone will listen to the story that Danielle just talked about and they'll be able to recognize themselves in the story as an overgiver. Something, an autoimmune disease, was trying to catch her attention and she healed herself and through that wrote a book. Incredible story. Danielle, you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and being vulnerable and willing to share your story. Thank you for all the good work that you're doing out there. And please come back and visit us again. Thank you so much. Let's share it with. And thank you for getting up at, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning to come on the radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
The Angel Lady TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to introduce our next guest, Christelle Bilga. Am I saying your last name correctly, Bilga?
Biga, Christelle Biga.
Welcome to the show. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having
awesome
me.
That you said yes. I'm so glad that you said yes. I want to let the audience know a little bit about you, that you are an energy healer, you're a transformation coach, you're an intuitive reader, you're a manifestation expert, and you are an entrepreneur. It didn't say that in your bio, but I'm adding that on because I know that about you, right?
Yes, I am an entrepreneur. You're right. I have a business, so I guess I'm an entrepreneur. Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're sharing today stories that heal, people that have, you know, overcome tremendous obstacles, changes in their life, challenges. And what is your core message that you want to share with our audience today?
The message that I want to share with the audience today is a message that I thought about this morning, and I don't know who needs to hear this. The message is simple. It's going to be all right. That's my message today. And I have a big story that will really explain why I believe whatever people are going through, whatever challenges, it's going to be all right.
That's great. I just want to be quiet.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
I just want to be quiet and let that land.
Yeah.
Can you say it again? Can you say it again?
It's going to be all right. No matter what is happening right now, no matter what is going on, it's going to be all right.
It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story, and it's a beautiful energy. It's a beautiful frequency that you are emitting. It's going to be all right. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for you to be able to say that, you own that. And you are living that.
Yes, I'm a living proof that it's always going to be all right. As you can hear from my accent, I'm originally from Cameroon. Now I live in Los Angeles, California. And I moved in this country 4 years ago, a little bit more than that. The day I landed in this country with all my dreams and, you know, I have left everything behind me. I had my two suitcases, a little bit of money, around $2,000 in my Visa card to come and start a new life, leave everything behind. And then something happened, something crazy happened right at the airport at LAX. I almost got deported. An immigration officer decided that I look like somebody that was coming here to be a prostitute. Mind that it was December from Cameroon. I knew it was going to be winter here. We don't know winter over there. It's really hot in December, but I was wearing my pair of jeans, my tennis shoes, like a jacket, really something to keep me warm. But some way, somehow, he thought I was coming here to be a prostitute. And he wanted to send me back for that reason.
I couldn't really speak English at the time. In Cameroon, we speak French. So I couldn't even defend myself properly because I barely understood what he was saying, but I knew he was mad because he was yelling, and he was a big dude, really like a huge officer, screaming and yelling at me for something I didn't understand. I don't know what he was talking about, and he was searching my baggage and everything. And then I asked, I mean, my clothes don't even look like prostitutes' clothes. And he said, I know, but prostitutes wear regular clothes too. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, how did you know that? I knew it. You're a prostitute. That's what I'm saying. So it was just at that moment, everything was going crazy in my head because it was like, this is not happening. Maybe it's a joke or it's a movie or something, but it's unreal. So you have those moments in your life where you just feel lost. You it's like you are witnessing your own life from afar. You don't understand what is happening. You have no control over what is happening. And worse, you have no power to change what is happening. And you're in that place, feeling completely lost and alone. I'm in a foreign country. I have nobody waiting for me at the airport. I barely speak English. I cannot even have a conversation in English. And somebody's yelling at me, screaming and threatening to send me back. And he calls two female officers to search me like a criminal, right? So they took me in another room and they searched me. And I just want you to be in my mind at that very moment when all of that is happening. You know, you left everything behind and you're here on your own by yourself. And all of that is happening. They're searching you like a criminal and you can't even defend yourself. Can't do anything about it. It's like everything you say is used against you at that moment. You can't say anything. Anyways, my English is not even English at that point. So they search me and I have nothing. They have me sitting on the bench waiting to send me in another office to do the paperwork to send me out. And something happened at that moment. And that's something that is a turning point in my life. And I always remember that event. While I'm sitting there completely lost, I can't even cry because I'm so lost and desperate and confused. Another officer is passing by. He decides to stop. I don't know why. Because it's a room full of people going, it's LAX, right? It's always busy. He stops and he asks me, what is happening? And with the little English that wasn't even English, I started talking. And I don't know if you understood what I was saying, but I just started talking because finally somebody wanted to listen to me.
Yeah.
So I just started pouring it out. I don't know if you understood what I was saying. I'm not sure he did.
Can I interrupt you? We have 2 minutes before we close.
Okay.
We have 2 minutes. So I want to be able to leave the audience. I mean, I'm sitting on the seat. I want to talk to you for the next hour, but I can't because I have another show. Uh-huh. So I want to be able to leave the audience with a closure to your amazing story and how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, definitely. So that man just told me, after I finished all of that, he just told me it's going to be all right. That's all he told me. So to finish his story is just to say, I don't know what is happening. And maybe even if you explain it to me that I was explaining to the man, I will not understand. But I know something for sure is going to be all right. Simply because you have the power within you to change any situation. And the whole universe conspires every minute of your life to make things happen for your good, for your own good. So it's going to be all right, no matter what. So that was the story I wanted to share. And I don't know who needed to hear this. If you want to get in contact with me, you can reach out to me at my website, crystalbiga.com, or my personal Facebook page, which is Crystal Biga, like my name is spelled here. And I will be really happy to support you if you need support at this time. If I don't know why I'm sharing this message, and if you need somebody to listen and help you realize that you have the power within you to create anything in your life, I'll be available for that.
Thank you, beautiful, beloved Crystal. It was wonderful to meet you. Incredible story. We're going to have you on again. It was great to have you on. Thank you so much for sharing.
Stay tuned,
everyone. We're going to go over to the next broadcast at 1:00, and we're going to continue on with stories that heal. It's going to be all right. We'll see you soon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.